You're like me, you thought he was pretty impressive when he was just drumming and he blew your mind when he started singing lead. Tyler Warren back there, say hello. We're about to take a quick intermission. And the reason for that being is you're going to need to rest your eyes, ears, and soul for the rock and roll that's going to assault you in the second half. But I feel almost ashamed to say this because I know there are a lot of Queen geeks in the house. But I got introduced to Queen's music by a certain movie in the early 90s called Wayne's World. And that's probably a lot from my generation did, so I think I'm not the only one. But we're having a great time with you guys tonight, and we hope you're enjoying yourselves. The cool thing about the Queen Extravaganza, we get to do some things that Queen, the band, didn't get to do live, because there are nine of us, as opposed to four. As most of you probably know, they did a lot of really ambitious things in the studio, as far as layering vocals and guitar harmonies and all that crazy stuff. That was very avant-garde back then. Forging new ground musically, recordingly. But we get to kind of replicate that a little closer than they did, and that's kind of the part of the goal and why we exist. So this next tune, we hope to do it justice. It's one of my personal favorite songs of all time. If you haven't guessed it yet, Bohemian Rhapsody.